Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can. And today with me, I have a very good friend. Her name is Marie McMahon, and she is a licensed massage therapist and cranial sacral therapist. And the reason I have her on the show is because of a very interesting thing that happened to me. I was working with Marie, and she was helping me with my cranial sacral massage. And she noticed that I kept getting some blocks, and she was wondering whether there was something in my home that was causing the blocks. So she actually came to my house, and she did what's called dowsing. And she actually examined the different energies in the house. It was so fascinating to watch her at work. And she discovered some very interesting energies in the home that may have been contributing to my health issues. And she actually found two what we call negative vortexes that were very, very strong in my home. And we were able to neutralize them with her expertise. So I thought, oh my gosh, I have to have her on my radio show because I had never heard of this. Or at least I didn't know how you would do it, and I had no idea that my friend Marie has been doing this for so long, so she can actually go to people's homes and evaluate the quality of energy in their home to see whether or not they're contributing, these energies are contributing to people's health problems, among other things. So let me tell you a little bit about Marie before I introduce her. She entered into the field of healing through physical therapy initially in 1988, and by 2005, she expanded her education to include a certification in massage therapy. So through years of hands-on experience with her clients, Marie has learned to integrate her keen intuition and listening with a tool belt full of advanced and practical skills for both the physical and emotional bodies. Her philosophy is to assist clients regaining one's full potential by working with their inner wisdom. Marie's in-depth holistic experience combined with her love of teaching is a gift to those desiring to learn more about their bodies and overall health and wellness. Her specialties include correcting painful postural malalignment secondary to muscle imbalances, orthopedic injuries, head injuries, chronic pain, conditions due to overuse, illness, and emotional tensions. And I could go on and on, but I don't want to, you know, take up any more time because I want Marie to tell us as much as she can in the half-hour show we have about dowsing and how she can help people with their healing by changing their environment. So without further ado, hi, Marie.
Hey, Karen. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So thanks so much for being on the show. I'm so excited to talk about dowsing.
I know. You know, it's always a lot of fun to douse and really get to see what is going on in someone's space and how it influences a person's health and well-being and how that person's attitudes and beliefs and influence the space. So it's a really cool partnership that we can explore through dowsing.
Oh, fantastic. Well, and for listeners just tuning in, if you're tuning in by phone, you can actually ask Marie a question. We'll open up the phone lines a little later. So if you want to ask her a question about yourself or your family or your home, just about how the process works, you can call in at 818-514-1190. So again, it's 818-514-1190. And then just hit 1 so we know that your hand is raised and you'd like to ask a question. So, Marie, let's start from basics. So, for people that don't know, what exactly is dowsing?
You know, dowsing essentially, Karen, is an external demonstration of the subtle energies that are happening in a person's space. And subtle energies are generally energies that have frequencies. They are not within the electromagnetic spectrum. And dowsing is, we perform dowsing with what we call L-rods. Some people, I personally use one L-rod. Some people use two L-rods. And, you know, everybody has the ability to tap into their unconscious and to be able to sense these subtle energies, but not everybody realizes they do. So what dowsing does is literally asking a question with through our logical brain and allowing the answer that resonates with that question to come in through our intuition, and it's demonstrated through the LRODs. We actually, some people feel that, you know, some of the experts feel that there are actually specialized cells on both the adrenals and the pineal gland that transmits information from or to our brain, very similar to our eyes focusing on an object and then sending information back to our brain that tells the distance between that object and ourselves. So it's along that same idea. And essentially what the subtle energy that has vibrations, and then of course through vibration we have frequencies, and of course that's all quantum physics type of information that we're tapping into. But essentially these frequencies either harmonize with us, harmonize, support, enhance, charge up our batteries, or it depletes us. And that's what we're looking to see. What is enhancing our bodies, charging our batteries, and what's weakening our bodies or draining our batteries?
Oh, that makes so much sense, especially since many of us already appreciate that everything is energy, our bodies and every solid and non-solid object around us. So, of course, it would make sense that things affect us. So why else would we do dowsing?
Well, you know, we are not aware of how powerful some of these subtle energies can be, and how powerful our negative thoughts can be, and our emotions can be, and how they can literally influence the environment around us. And so So with the dowsing, we can help to bring some of these behind-the-scenes, shall we say, scenarios to the forefront so that we can better understand that relationship between ourselves and the environment.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of my favorite teachers, Dietrich Klinghart, he had the story that some of you know about who have spoken to me, and it was so sad that he told us one of the stories in one of the workshops that there's a woman with a particular type of brain tumor, and they went to her home and did this sort of evaluation, energy evaluation or dowsing in her home, and found that in this particular bedroom there was an extreme negative vortex of some sort, and I can't remember the details, but it was something that was really difficult to shift or change, and so they suggested that she should move out of that bedroom. And without any further therapy, she literally, the tumor regressed. I mean, she completely went back to normal. The tumor just went away. And she was lost to follow-up since she was better, but then they heard through the grapevine several years later that she had moved her son into that very same bedroom, and he actually died of the exact same type of brain tumor. And it's such a sad story, but, you know, people don't necessarily appreciate what they can't see or what they can't consciously feel. And that's one of the reasons that I have Marie on the show today. And I so appreciate you for being here, because after hearing that story, I thought, wow, people do need to appreciate their environment. So Marie, how actually does one, or how do you do dowsing or evaluation of someone's home or environment?
There's a few ways of doing it. A dowser can literally go to someone's home, business, property, it can be anywhere, and literally douse the property or the space, I should say. Another way of doing it is having a person, doing it from a distance, so having a person literally draw a map as if they were standing on a tree looking down at their property, their space, and drawing a map of the property, space, building, whatever they want doused, and then drawing within that space, you know, in shall we say, stick figure form. I mean, it doesn't have to be elaborate, but where furniture is, plants are, et cetera. And then another way of doing it is literally visualizing this holographic image of a person's space and imprinting it on your own space and from there dousing. I personally have not done that myself. I generally will visit a person's space or map douse. But I know that there are dousers out there who will literally work with a holographic image and from their doubts and then give feedback to the person.
Oh, that is so neat. So that has exact analogies to the clinical tool that I use in my office called muscle testing, also called applied kinesiology. I don't use dowsing rods. We use the person's body as the way to tap into the intuition. So it's really neat that you can do it all this kind of the same ways through the dowsing.
Right, and that's exactly what I do in my practice as well. So it's, you know, it literally is exactly what you're doing in your practice, what I'm doing in my practice, but it's just a different way. You know, it's just another representation of tapping into that same energy.
Neat. So what do you look for when you go to someone's home? Like what actually is the steps involved?
So what I do is I personally, and there's no formula. I mean, I walk into someone's space or walk into a treatment, and I say a little prayer, and it's, I don't have a clue. Please show me. And I literally, I say that prayer because I want to make sure that I'm out of my brain, out of my logical brain, and I'm in my intuition, completely open to receiving information. So once I say that, and, you know, some people have these really elaborate prayers, and I don't have a clue, show me. And that's my little prayer. Generally what I do is I'll start with underground water streams or bodies of water. And I just want to know what's going on under the ground. And the reason I start there is just like the sun reflecting off the water or images reflecting off the water, our emotions, our energy can reflect off the water. And that's a scenario where our energy can influence what's going on in the environment and reflect back to us an image of the energy within us, for example, blocked emotions or negative thoughts, etc. So I'll start with water. And then another really cool thing that we work with are energy lines. And Earth energy lines are...
Earth energy lines? Okay.
Earth energy lines are just like the meridians within a human body or within an animal. It's just literally a line of the energy, chi energy, prana. It's all the same stuff. So we map out where are the energy lines and are there any intersections of energy lines and water lines. In those particular scenarios where there's a crossing of the two, that type of energy, blending of energy, is not necessarily enhancing a human body's batteries. Cats love that energy, deer love that energy, but not necessarily human bodies. So I like to identify where that convergence of energy that creates a vortex, where it creates the vortex, and if there's a vortex, is it an enhancing vortex or not? And then I'll start dowsing for other energies, such as electromagnetic frequencies. You know, if there's computer equipment, if there's power lines, what other energies are there that will influence that particular space that a person is in? And then the people or the animals that live within that space or visit that space. And so as we start to build this map, and I literally will draw on the map, I use different color markers, and I'll draw so that we can see what's going on, so that I can outline for a person what is happening in their home, so that from that point we can then work on that space. And then, you know, as I'm doing that, I'm obviously really tapped into my intuition and feeling the subtle energies. And if anything else pops up, then we obviously explore it. But those are the basic things that we're looking for.
Oh, wow, that's quite a bit of different energies that you're assessing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share. I wanted to have you share with people what you found. What negative and positive energy vortexes you found in my home, because I think it's really fascinating what you found.
Well, what was interesting with your the situation in your home was the two pieces of art that were in that main space. Whoever created those particular masks, there was negative energy, some type of negative emotion. So whether that person was sick, and we could have doused and we could have explored that, but we identified that particular energy associated with that mask was not enhancing their space, and in fact was, and it wasn't enhancing your batteries. What it was enhancing was the utility room. And so that's what was really interesting. So all of the electrical equipment that was in the utility room, if you remember, when I walked in there, the dowsing rod was actually moving in a clockwise direction, which is not enhancing for your bodies, obviously. I mean, you guys were obviously feeling some physical symptoms with that. So when we moved the mask into the garden area amongst all those beautiful plants, that the negative emotion that was associated with those masks was now being supported by that earth energy from the plants. And so it completely neutralized. And when we walked through the rest of your space, suddenly the utility room, the EMF from the utility room wasn't an issue. And, right, well, let's see, what was in the utility room? It's the furnace and the
radiant. We have water, the hot water lines, and we've got a lot of wiring, you know, the wiring boxes there. And I remember a couple of years ago I was trying to fix the internet or something like that, and I was in that room, it was like 11 o'clock at night, talking to the phone line people, and I felt so sick. I actually had some chronic issues for almost 8 months after that one, you know, hour in that utility room. And it makes so much sense now why it affected me so badly.
Exactly. And people don't understand that there are some folks out there, you know, we're so overloaded with toxicity in our environment that our bodies are becoming so overloaded and stressed, dealing with the toxicity, et cetera, and the stresses of everyday life, et cetera, that any little thing can tip them over. I just recently had an experience in someone's home where there are two children, and they have a degenerative disease. And these two, one child is a teenager, one child is about to turn 11 years old, and part of the disease process is a lot of hyperactivity and extreme behavior. And there was some They live in a very high energy place, meaning there are a lot of water lines, there are a lot of energy lines, they're close to the top of a mountain, beautiful area. This would be a place that someone would go and meditate. They live there, and so the energy in this particular place is heightened. And so if it's high energy and heightened, then it's going to affect these two kids, and particularly the hyperactivity. And both of them have difficulty sleeping. And I happened to be there one evening, and the kids were having a hard time going to sleep. And I doused, and sure enough, they had these huge energy vortexes in their room in an enhancing way. But for them, it was overloading their batteries. And so I went out in the garden, and I grabbed two big, I mean, big, big rocks. It took two hands to be able to carry these rocks in, put it under their beds, changed the energy of the room completely. And that was about 3 weeks ago now. And they sleep through the night now without a problem.
Oh, are you serious? That is amazing.
Totally serious.
The energy in their rooms was a positive vortex, but you're saying that it was so extremely positive that it was hyping them up, so their bodies couldn't tolerate it, right?
Exactly. And so we just put the rock just for grounding, and sure enough, they were able to sleep. Another really interesting story was it actually happened in my home. I had a black lab who suddenly started getting very, very sick. Couldn't figure out what on earth is going on, and brought him to the vet over and over and over again. He eventually ended up having emergency surgery, and start doubting what's going on. Unbeknownst to us, in the bathroom on the first floor, the water line there was a crack, and it had obviously been there for a long time. There was no way any of us would have known it. But because it had been there for so long and the water had been leaking for so long, we ended up having black mold. He was reacting to the mold. And until we cleared the house of the mold, he was in the hospital. He had to stay in the hospital. We tried bringing him home, and we got so sick again, he had to go back into the hospital. He ended up being there for nearly a month while we ripped out walls and... Once the mold was taken care of, we were fine.
So you actually doused that there was a crack? You were able to douse that there was a crack or a leak?
Yeah, I was able to douse where the problem was, and then we opened up the wall, and there was the water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really handy, Marie. Oh, my gosh. Because, I mean, black mold is so toxic, and I'm sure there's tons of people that don't know that they have it in their home because they're not seeing the water. They're not seeing the mold.
Right, exactly. So once we identify what's going on in a person's environment, then, like in your home, we were able to just rearrange, bring the masks into the garden area. And this other house, we were able to just bring stones underneath the bed. In some scenarios, it's literally just a matter of placing an intent and to desensitize. But in some situations, we need more to be able to bring balance. And so sometimes we need to depend on external devices. So, in this case, there were stones. Sometimes, EMF devices on computers, cell phones, etc. So ultimately, the goal is to bring harmony to all of the energies front and center and behind the scenes, bring them into balance.
Oh, that's great. Well, there was a study done by a company whose products I used, and they more or less proved that in an environmentally polluted, so to speak, negative space, that cancer cells that were zapped by radiation could not be very well healed by a healer, whereas a clean space or a positive or clean space, there was 80% healing rate of these irradiated cancer cell lines. you know, by the healer. So it was really interesting and important how our environments do affect our health. And so we have about 5 minutes left. I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you. And I know that you were very kind enough to offer a special to our listeners as far as doing dowsing in their homes, either, you know, on site or distance. So maybe you can share with us your special and how to get a hold of you.
Sure. So what I offer is, you know, someone can either call or email me, and then we set up a time. I walk through the space. So if I do an on-site consultation, I walk through the space, and we do the dowsing. I'd like to walk through the space with the person, and we literally create a map. As we're going, we discuss the findings, and I'll have them cue. I usually try to make a copy of it so that I can have one to refer back to later on, and then the person will hold on to a copy. And then what I like to do is follow up with an email a month later or so, unless the discussion needs to occur earlier if they have a question. So if I'm traveling to someone's house, I charge $150 as long as the travel is within an hour radius of where I live, and that fee would also cover the follow-up, any further discussions. And discounted, I'd like to offer that for $120 for anybody interested. And then off-site, the person will contact me. The client would then draw a map of their space that they want to consider. I would douse the map, and then we'd set up a phone call so that we could discuss. I'd scan and then email that map to them. And then, again, follow-up a month later, and then unless discussions need to occur. And for off-site, the discounted rate would be $100. And the process is usually about an hour to an hour and a half, but I generally find it's closer to an hour and a half. People can contact me through my email, which is massageinkeen@gmail.com. So that's massageinkeen@gmail. Or my phone number is 518-576-4240.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. And so, yeah, just to review, so on-site consultation, normally $150. For our listeners, Marie has offered a discount. So instead of $150, you get $30 off, so it's $120, a great deal, especially with you traveling. So that's within an hour's travel of Keene, New York, which is where Marie has her practice. And also the other special is for off-site clients, so people that will actually give her a map of their space, and she will douse your home or your office with the map and then follow up with you. That normally is $120, and Marie's offering a discount of $20, so it's now $100 for our listeners. So this is very, very special for my listeners only, so I just want you to be able to take advantage of this awesome deal. Thank you so much, Marie, for your generosity and sharing this with our listeners. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And if we have a minute or so, I have another really interesting story to share about dowsing that, oh my gosh, the outcome was amazing. Do we have a minute?
We have 50 seconds.
Okay. A person contacted me, not feeling well, so went to her house, and it happened to be in Western Massachusetts, and doused, and we kept it, and I went with a friend of mine, and we were picking, there was something that we were sensing and picking up through dousing, but couldn't understand. She suddenly, in the conversation, she said, you know, this mountain behind the house is very special, and there are a lot of us who are really worried about the mountain. Want to take the top of the mountain off and put communication towers on. We have
Whoa.
To save the mountain. So I just, at the time, happened to be part of an old-growth forest team of people that we went around studying the old-growth forest. We called those people in, and unbeknownst to us, this mountain that the people of the village, in this very small village, loved so much, ended up becoming a site for, they found rare, what they thought was extinct plants and some insects. We ended up finding an ancient burial ground, and a piece of, in a section of the mountain had old growth forests that had trees that were 400 and 500 years old.
Wow.
And we ended up saving the mountain.
Wow.
And
University
of Massachusetts, Antioch College, we had experts all over New England, and it all came because someone wasn't feeling well and they were worried about their mountain.
Wow. So the feeling well was because of their worry about the mountain?
That's what it ended up being. Yeah.
That's exactly what it ended up being.
Yeah. So you never know what you're going to discover with dowsing.
Oh, it's fascinating. Well, thank you so much, Marie, for spending your time with us. It's always a pleasure. I always learn something from you, and we're just really lucky to have an expert like you around. Thanks so much, Marie.
Well, thank you, Karen. All righty. Take care, Karen. Thank you.
Take care. And to our listeners, thanks for listening in. Until next time. Bye for now.